Hello, everybody. Monday, February 14th, 2022. If you're new to CrossFit Linchpin, you picked a heck of a day to start. Here we go. If you're new, welcome aboard. Deep end of the pool today. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. Whether you're new or not, if you haven't watched the other video that I always attach to Monday's training entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First, you gotta go watch that first because everything that I'm about to discuss won't make sense unless you watch the other video. Admittedly, it's a bit long, but you only need to watch it once and then you'll know what I'm talking about. So when I discuss the wild card option, if you're like, well, what's the wild card option? How's that different than prescribed? Which should I choose? That's discussed in the other video, so watch that. Okay, here we go. This workout today, I'm just gonna apologize before we start. Let's just get right to it. It's thrusters and pull-ups, it's an EMOM. It's more than you want to do for longer than you want to do it. That's probably the best way to say it. EMOM 15 minutes. Every minute on the minute for 15 minutes. Minute one, 15 thrusters. 95 pounds for men, 65 for women. Minute two, 15 pull-ups. That's kipping chin over bar pull-ups. Minute three, my favorite minute, rest. And you do that for 15 minutes. So if you're unfamiliar with the EMOM protocol, the every minute on the minute protocol, you warm up, 3-2-1 go happens. That first minute, you have that first minute to do the task assigned, which is 15 thrusters. Let's say each thruster takes you between 2 and 3 seconds. So it takes you between 30 and 45 seconds. It takes you 40 seconds, okay, to do 15 thrusters. You drop the barbell. You cannot begin the next minute's task until the next minute begins. So it took you 40 seconds to do 15 thrusters. You just rest for 20 seconds. When minute two hits, boom, you have to do 15 pull-ups in that minute. You do 15 pull-ups. Let's say that takes you, just say, 30 seconds. You hop off the pull-up bar. You rest the remaining 30 seconds. Minute three is rest. You're doing nothing. The next minute begins, right? The clock is continuously running for 15 minutes because it's a 15-minute EMOM. Well, when the next minute begins, you've restarted. You have 15 thrusters to do. Takes you what it takes you. In the next minute, you have 15 pull-ups. Takes you what it takes you. The next minute is rest. We play this game 5 times. What a glorious game. None of this stuff needs to be unbroken. That's important to say. You just need to accomplish the set work in the prescribed minute. That's all that you need to do. If you can do that, if you can hang on, you have won. You did it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make this pace and workload, quite frankly. I might have to scale this for sure. This is going to be a day. So welcome to Monday. Here we go. Super Fitness Robot for this. All sets unbroken. You should have a cape on. More likely, accomplishing the work, but breaking it up as needed. Just getting it done. I would say if you're not getting 15 seconds of rest in any particular minute, I don't think that will be sustainable. So that in and of itself might be like, I should probably scale. And you should also think about how you do Fran as well. Are you prescribed loading, scale loading, etc., etc.? Wild card option today. We've got a reduction in the thruster loading, but we're keeping it at 15 reps. Excuse me. Yes, reduction of the loading, keeping the reps still at 15. Pull-ups are still kipping chin over bar pull-ups. But now instead of 15 in the assigned minute, it's 12. So the wild card option is every minute on the minute for 15 minutes. Minute one, 15 thrusters, 75 pounds for men, 55 for women. Minute two, 12 kipping chin over bar pull-ups. Minute three, rest. Plenty of a challenge there, and that might be a good call for a lot of people. Scaled option today, still a 15-minute EMOM, minute one, 12 thrusters, 65 pounds for men, 45 for women. Minute 2, 12 ring rows. Infinitely scalable based upon the angle of your body. Make them very difficult, but possible. Minute 3, rest. Oh boy. The limited equipment option. Every minute on the minute for 15 minutes. It would not have been, this workout's going to be hard enough as it is. It would not have been appropriate for the limited equipment crew to make them do 15 thrusters per minute with a pair of 50-pound dumbbells or 35-pound dumbbells. So for the limited equipment crew, minute 1, 12 dumbbell thrusters. Minute 2, 15 kipping chin over bar pull-ups. Minute 3, rest. Godspeed, limited equipment crew. For the limited equipment option, super fitness robot, all sets unbroken. More likely, sets broken up. The no equipment workout today. 10 rounds per time, 15 air squats, and 7 burpees. That's going to get it done. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. Bulgarian split squats, 3 to 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. Optional, right? You did 75 thrusters. You could be fine. Just stretch and go home. The other part, there's 3 different options. You're going to choose just one. Either strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, or descend from handstand variations. Go ahead and watch that video and just play with whatever's appropriate in there for you. Or wall walk, 10 to 20 reps, not for time, slow and controlled. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the chest and pecs, hands behind, and the wall stretch. The day's training ends with these few sentences. They're there every day and we mean them. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. I can't wait to hear what you thought about today's workout. I will see you tomorrow for Tuesday's training.